Ella. Northampton, May 28, 2008. Befitting her general mood, Ella woke up sad, but not sad as in weepy and unhappy, only sad as in unwilling to smile and take things lightly. She felt as though she had reached a milestone she was not prepared for. As she was brewing coffee in the kitchen, she took her list of resolutions out of the drawer and scanned through it. 10 things to do before turning 40. 1. Improve your time management. Be better organized and be determined to make the most of your time. Buy a new day planner. Accomplished. 2. Add mineral supplements and antioxidants to your diet. Accomplished. 3. Take action for fewer wrinkles. Try alpha hydroxyl products and start using the new L'Oreal cream. Accomplished. 4. Change the upholstery. Buy new plants. Get new cushions. Accomplished. 5. Evaluate your life, values, and beliefs. Half accomplished. 6. Eliminate meat from your diet. Make a healthy menu every week and start giving your body the respect it deserves. Half accomplished. 7. Start reading Rumi's poems. Accomplished. 8. Take the kids to a Broadway musical. Accomplished. 9. Start writing a cookbook. Unaccomplished. 10. Open your heart to love. Ella stood still, her eyes fixed on the 10th item on her list, not knowing whether to put a check next to it or not. She didn't even know what she'd meant when she wrote that. What was she thinking? It must be the effect of sweet blasphemy, she murmured to herself. Lately, she found herself frequently thinking about love. Dear Aziz, today is my birthday. I feel like I have reached a milestone in my life. They say turning 40 is a defining moment, especially for women. They also say that 40 is the new 30 and 60 is the new 40. But as much as I'd like to believe all that, it sounds too far-fetched to me. I mean, who are we kidding? 40 is 40. I guess now I'll have more of everything, more knowledge, more wisdom, and, of course, more wrinkles and gray hair. Birthdays have always made me happy, but this morning I woke up with heaviness in my chest, asking questions too large for someone who hadn't even had her morning coffee yet. I kept wondering, is the way I've lived my life the way I want to continue from now on? And then a fearful feeling came over me. What if both a yes and a no might generate equally disastrous consequences? So I found another answer. Maybe. Warm wishes, Ella. P.S. Sorry I couldn't write a more cheerful email. I don't know why I'm down in the dumps today, and I can't give you a reason. That is, other than turning 40. I guess that is what they call midlife crisis.
Dear Ella, happy birthday. 40 is a most beautiful age for both men and women. Did you know that in mystic thought, 40 symbolizes the ascent from one level to a higher one and spiritual awakening? When we mourn for 40 days. When a baby is born, it takes 40 days for him to get ready to start life on earth. And when we are in love, we need to wait 40 days to be sure of our feelings. The flood of Noah lasted 40 days, and while the waters destroyed life, they also washed all impurity away and enabled human beings to make a new fresh start. In Islamic mysticism, there are 40 degrees between man and God. Likewise, there are 4 basic stages of consciousness and 10 degrees in each, making 40 levels in total. Jesus went into the wilderness for 40 days and nights. Muhammad was 40 years old when he received the call to become a prophet. Buddha meditated under a linden tree for 40 days. Not to mention the 40 rules of Shams. You receive a new mission at 40, a new lease on life. You have reached a most auspicious number. Congratulations, and don't worry about getting old. There are no wrinkles or gray hair strong enough to defy the power of 40. Warmly, Aziz.